We did a very successful first season at Stud in 2013. Thank you, breeders. There's much to like about Creative Cause. He's a grade one stakes winner and millionaire, by a grade one stakes winner and millionaire, and out of a grade one stakes winner and millionaire. And he has the unique distinction of having defeated every competitor he ever faced. He took on all comers and defeated the likes of Bodemeister and Paintner, and I'll have another in Union Rags and Take Charge Indy. He won grade one stakes as a two-year-old, won graded stakes and placed in grade one, the grade one Preakness and the grade one Santa Anita Derby at three, dropping a head-bobbing nose decision in the latter race. A dead game competitor. Creative Cause is by three times champion Sire Giant's Causeway out of Dream of Summer. She defeated champion Oshado in a grade one Apple Blossom. And she's a multiple graded stakes winner of over $1,200,000. A grand individual, Creative Cause has all the credentials required for success at Stud. He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Burrett and C. Jones, as does Flashy Bull, who is the sire of Flashy American. And Flashy American won the $100,000 Alder Stakes yesterday at Saratoga. Another good one by Airdrie Stud Stallion. So see the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and we've got another sloppy track here today at the Thoroughbred Center at, I tell you what, I've been filling in clocking this week for Susie, who's out riding again, and temporarily. So I'm just temporary help. I was pressed into service, and it's been an easy week because nobody's working any horses, you know. I mean, it's I think we ended up with 10 or 12 maybe this morning. The most I had was Wednesday was 17. You know, it was like a vacation.
Well, it's a nice thing because you get back to see everybody and, you know, enjoy yourself. It's fun.
Yeah, I kind of reminded me Wednesday when I got back out here for the first time, you know, how much I do miss it and see all the people out here and all the horses again. And you know, it was fun. It was fun. But, you know, when my hearing started to go a little bit and I was having trouble to talk, listening to all these Irish riders out here, you know, to say nothing of the Hispanics, you know. Having a little trouble communicating outside, it was time to spit out the bit.
Yeah, you know, our Spanish-speaking comrades, they can't spell it for you because they don't use the same sounds for the alphabet that we do. C is K. Abe K, or something like that. And you can't say spell it because that makes it worse.
A lot of them, though, I just say, if their trainer comes up here, a Hispanic trainer or something, I just tell them, write it down, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Those who can spell, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's by guess and by golly, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, since last week, we have had 8 winners from the Thoroughbred Center, 10 so far this month. Since last week, Tommy Mills won with Dubai's Glory down at Ellis Park. That was last Saturday, and Tommy had some bad luck down at Mountaineer. He had just sizzled in a $100,000 stake down there.
Yeah.
And he won by 8 lengths, and they disqualified him and placed him second. But he swerved coming out of the gate a little bit, and he did it, you know, but gee whiz, you know. If it had been a little bit closer finish, it wouldn't have hurt so bad, you know, but... but that little horse has got a lot of speed. He's by Jazzle, And you would think he'd want to run all day, you know, being by that horse, but he's got some gas now. But I can't feel so too sorry for him. Tommy owns him, and he's won over $200,000 with him. So, you know, that's he's been the little horse has been good to him. There's nobody. He's from the first crop.
Tommy's a great guy, too.
Tommy's all right, isn't he? Yeah. So, but anyway, kind of made up for it by winning a race down at Ellis. Let's see, that same day we had three more winners. Scooter Hughes won one at Ellis Park. Luis Jurado won one at Indiana Downs. And Matt Frazier won another quarter horse race at Indiana Downs. He's the king of quarter horses up there. You know, he's nationally ranked.
Really?
Where does he stand now in the standings, Matt? Matt Howard over there.
Where's 2 weeks ago, he was 42nd.
Yeah, nationally, 42nd in the country. And he doesn't have that many quarter horses. How many quarter horses he got in training over there? About eight?
No, he's got a good dozen, 15.
About a dozen? Yeah, well, that's still pretty doggone good, isn't it? Obviously knows what he's doing. Mike Estes won one at Beulah Park on the 4th. Chuck Peary, who is back over here from Keeneland, he's in and out over here. You know, he won with Bully Girl at Ellis Park. Let's see who else. Michael Ewing. Michael is a girl, believe it or not. And I asked her, her daddy named her Michael. And I said, he must have wanted a boy. But anyway, I think her father used to be ambassador to Ireland, something like that. You know, I mean, he's a big shot. But anyway, she's a real nice lady. And she's got a farm over in Versailles now. She won it at Indiana Downs, and Tanya Bomitas won one at the Mountaineer in Azuma. So that's 10 winners this month, 8 so far. Now, last month was a really good month. We had 47 winners, 3 stakes winners, including a graded stakes winner. We had stakes winners at, Rahi Strada won the Arlington Handicap Grade 3 up there for the third time, only horse ever to win that. For the third time. Been two other horses winning twice. I think Cosmonaut, who stands down and stood down in Florida. Now he won it twice. And Roundtable, he won it twice. Other than that, we got the champion, champion winner of the Arlington Handicap right here at the Thoroughbred Center. Old horse Wyndham, $1,300,000 now. 9 years old. He doesn't know it. Yeah. This way I'm aging, see?
Yeah. You win a million something, honey, and...
She wants me to win a million. I probably earned a million over my lifetime, but you spread it through about 8 decades, and that isn't very much, is it? Oh, well, what the heck. Well, what are we going to do today? We've got an old-time trainer coming over, Lee Rossi.
I know Lee.
Do you know Lee?
Oh, very well.
Okay, this is Dr. Byers here. Well, tell me something about this old booger. He's from Arizona originally.
He is. He went stint in California. He trained for a vegetable guy in California, and they moved back out here, and they bought a farm called The Heritage.
Okay.
Which is where Dremolin
is
started.
Now, on Spur Road? No, that's where
The Heritage was out in another spot, but of course it's mostly a development now.
Yeah.
But
where is it?
Over on 460.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And but Lee's a good trainer.
Yeah.
He really is, and he's a good person, but he spit the bit. He quit training.
No, he hadn't. He's got 4 in training right over in Barn 28.
Right. But he spit the bit for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He went back to, he started building houses.
Okay.
Oh, where? Make money.
Yeah. So, and he wanted to get back to the horses.
Ah.
So, and no, he's an interesting guy.
Okay.
Great guy.
Who did he train for?
The guy's name.
You said vegetables? The Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he
well, maybe Lee will.
Yeah, yeah. But he was a good guy, and really, Dremolin, Jerry Dilger, spun off of Lee's efforts.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
yeah.
You never know.
Okay, well, he's coming in. He's going to be over.
Oh, that'll be great.
He's over in barn 28 now, you know.
Yeah.
That, he's over there in the old stud barn here, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's a great barn. Big stalls, you know, and then with doors that open to the outside. That's the best barn out here. Of course, there's not many stalls in there. There's 12 stall barn.
Yeah.
But they're big barn, big stalls, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Lee is a good trainer, very deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
He figures things out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's a jump ahead of me then. I'm sitting here. I still can't figure things out. Yeah. Well, good. Well, we'll draw him out and see.
Of course,
I think he's one of those persons you don't have to ask much. You know, I think he'll give you a lot of words.
Yeah.
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 A lot of opinions, maybe. Okay. Well, good. Well, good. Thank you. I didn't know much about Lee. I just met him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been around a while. Been around for probably in Central Kentucky. 25 years, maybe 30.
Mm-hmm.
Out of California.
Yeah. He's Arizona bred.
Yeah.
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 Okay. But he was building in California, is that right? Is that where he was building around here?
He built here.
Oh, okay.
Started building here. And apparently a pretty good builder.
Well.
But he just wanted to get back to the horses.
Yeah. And you know how that is. It's a disease.
It's a disease.
Yeah.
No question about it.
All right. Well, Michael Blowen still is back in New York, I should say. I forget what's going on up
there. Yeah,
right now.
The New Yorkers are all, you know, in a panic.
No,
because he's there.
Well, anyway, maybe we'll call him. We'll see what's going on if we have time. They're running the 4-star Dave up in New York today. At Saratoga, of course. So we'll get in touch with Steve Moody. He'll give us the winner of that. Let's see what else we're going to do. They're running the Monmouth Oaks. It used to be a little more important than it is now. It slipped down to a grade 3 race, but boy, the Monmouth Oaks.
Uh-huh.
It's had some great winners, you know, the Monmouth Oaks. And it goes way back, but they discontinued it for a long time, and then they started it back up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's had some really important winners. I want to talk about some of the old winners of the Monmouth Oaks. I was browsing through American Racehorses in 1945. Now, why I do that, I don't know, but, you know, I just pick up books, you know.
Because Michael tells you so.
Yeah, or whatever. And Exterminator died that year, and there's an old bit in there on Exterminator, and it's very well written. It's not Joe Palmer, but I think it was Joe Estes that wrote it. It sounded more like Joe Estes. Did you know Joe?
No.
He was a longtime editor of the Blood Horse and originated the Average Earnings Index. You know, he was the first one to get in computers.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And, that's a very useful tool for breeders, you know. And anyway, he originated. Joe was a nice guy, really nice guy. Long time editor for the Blood Horse, you know. And I was very fond of him. He was an honor guest at the Thoroughbred Club of America. Back in the, I guess that was in the early 70s that he was. But Joe's been gone a long time. But anyway, I'm pretty sure he wrote this because I read a whole lot of stuff that he's written and sure sounds like Joe. We're going to give him credit for it. Anyway. Anyway, so we're going to read that. And of course, Jackie's got her announcements. And I'm going to do a commercial break here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get Dr. Doug Beyer on and just see what Doug's got to talk about today. He always has something interesting to talk about. Let me see where I am now. August 4th, Saratoga, the grade 1 Alfred G. Vanderbilt Handicap was won by Justin Phillip, 5-year-old horse by First Samuel. The day before, the grade 2 West Virginia Derby went to Departing, a 3-year-old colt by Warfront. Justin Phillip, bred by Oak Brook Farm, trained by Steve Asmussen, was sold as a yearling at Keenan for $400,000. And he's earned over $1,118,000, so I guess he was worth it. He is one of 12 2013 stakes winners by First Samuel. departing was bred and his own, a Cleveland farm in Adele Dill Snyder, trained by Albert Stahl. He, too, has now earned over $1 million, and he's one of 11 2013 stakes winners by Warfront. Eight of those 11 have won graded stakes. And Warfront is the youngest sire ranked among the top 10 on the North American sire list. First Samurai won two grade one stakes as a two-year-old, won graded stakes again at three, and he is about three times champion sire Giant's Causeway. Warfront, a son of the great Danzig, is the sire of a remarkable 19% stakes horses from starters, 13% stakes winners from starters. Leading sires at First Samuel and Warfront both stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquire to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Excuse me. I got a frog in my throat or something. I don't know what it is. Well, the Clay Ward Agency, they've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds now for eight decades. I mean, a pretty long time. Eight decades, you know. So I think they know what they're doing over there. I know when Dad was managing Dixiana Farm, and he went to work for Dixiana back in 1929, and now I'm talking about going back to the 1930s, that they were insuring all their horses with Clay Ward at that time. I met Mr. James Clay Ward. He came over to the house one time. He must have been a hunter, because I think he brought a lot of venison and something. We had a big venison dinner. I believe that's what it was. And I believe that's what it was, but I'm not sure. You know, hell, I was just a kid at the time. But anyway, I remember the gentleman. Of course, he's gone now. But that tradition that made it, that Clay Ward Agency so successful, hard work, service, and thorough knowledge of the horse business is still there with Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess. So if you want to do business with people who know what they're doing, people you can trust, just give them a call. The number over in Paris, Kentucky, of course, 859-987-1861. Now, the Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, also over in Bourbon County. They have a terrific tradition there also, and their traditions for raising runners and selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. And the list of high-class stakes winners, and that's a list that includes six champions, raised at Indian Creek, is very long and impressive, and it just keeps right on going. It's a great place to board horses, a great place to do business with. Give them a call and talk to Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryan. Number over in Parrish is 987-7443. See the website at IndianCreek.com. That's two good names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek.
Pretty girl. Pretty bride.
Well, it didn't take Colonel John long to sire his first graded stakes winner last Wednesday. Del Mar Concave, a two-year-old filly from his first crop, won the grade $250,000 Sorrento Stakes. Bred by Winway's Farm, trained by Doug O'Neill, and sold for $160,000 at the OBS March sale. Concave is 2-for-2, broker maiden on July 12th, by 3.5 lengths at Hollywood Park. She's one of four first crop two-year-old winners by Colonel John. All four have won maiden specials. His other winners are, here's Johnny, winner of his first start at Churchill Downs by 2.5 lengths, Cash Conversion, winner by 2.75 lengths at Presque Isle, and Sweet Southern Dame, winner by 5.75 lengths also at Presque Isle. So the Colonel John's have come out running. That should come as no surprise. Colonel John broke his maiden by 4.5 lengths as a two-year-old at Oak Tree meeting at Santa Anita, of course. Then in his next two starts, he won the Real Quiet Stakes and ran a closing second in the Grade 1 cash call for Tootie. Then he went on to win the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, the Grade 1 Travers, the Grade 3 Sham. Ran a mile and won 32-3 the day he won the Wicker Stakes, and he earned over $1,779,000. Colonel John was a leading first crop yearling sire in 2012. His 2013 yearlings have sold for $110,000, $95,000. He's the son of the great Hall of Famer Tisnow, and he stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim, and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Got that. That's 2 weeks. Music area. What do you call that?
Bluegrass
music area. I got Dr. Doug Byers with me now. We chased Michael Blow into New York, halfway back to Boston.
Yeah, they're paying us to keep him out of here.
Okay. They'll have a hard time collecting from us, though, wouldn't they, Doc? What's going on, Doc?
Oh, not too much. I think last time we kind of started on a list here, quite a long list. of some drugs that we need to be familiar with.
Okay, now he's on horse drugs now. We're not talking about people.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. And so we had talked about ulcers many times.
Yeah.
Jack Smith called me. He says, what am I going to do about these ulcers and how much it costs us? Yeah. Just costs everybody. I said, well, it's not the end of the world. Once you get your horse on the omeprazole or Gastroguard or UlcerGuard, and UlcerGuard is basically a horse show concoction that's a little more pricey, to be honest with you. And so that once they get on, the ulcers can kind of go away.
Uh-huh.
And, well, they don't stay away. You've got to, but you can cut the dose of those drugs to a quarter or a half preventively.
Uh-huh.
And so maintain them on that. Now, the other thing I told Jack, I said, if you have troubles, then you got to turn them out. Now, the ulcers will just return, but you get almost 100% cure just with green grass. So
that's a little cheaper than UlcerGuard.
Yeah, but they come back if you put them back in training. Yeah. There's no question, just like people that have a tendency to get those issues,
uh-huh.
The horses get them the same way.
What are the signs of it, Doc?
Well, either nothing or slow eater,
mm-hmm.
Slow horse, doesn't want to be competitive,
mm-hmm.
If they're really bad, I mean a bad, bad ulcer horse, they grind their teeth.
That's what I thought was a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes they salivate a little bit. There were a lot of horses that lived with ulcers prior to the days of having Gastroguard. Cigar was one of them.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And they blamed wrongly the infertility he had on having too much ulcer medication.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't Gastroguard. It wasn't Gastroguard. But they were wrong. He tolerated the ulcers fine. Then I think I went up and looked at my flag with Shug,
mm-hmm.
and she got where she wouldn't eat, slow eater, a little bit lays around,
yeah,
and she wouldn't. So we got her Prilosec, human form.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have an equine form like Muriel. So we really didn't improve her. The bottom line to omeprazole was a carrier. They patented the carrier,
mm-hmm.
so that the drug would get absorbed with this carrier agent. And so then the horse would improve.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have the carrier, you couldn't make the omeprazole work. So all of these fabricated products that are out there, they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the compounding, they can get omeprazole. They can get that anywhere. But it doesn't absorb.
Mm.
So Muriel's got a unique product. But you can take some alternatives. you can use other alternatives. Zantac, mm-hmm. much cheaper, and works in a fair number of them. You know, the problem with the omeprazole or the Gastroguard, it's just expensive, and you got to get it on there. Like I say, you can cut the dose down to about a fourth. But, you know, if you're talking out, starting out at $50 a day.
I never know if it's worth that.
Well, and so what about those claimers that need it?
Yeah.
So Zantac.
I would have needed it $50 a day.
Anyway, and Muriel has been approached time and time again to cut the cost, but they won't. They don't.
Yeah.
Keep it there. And then there were a lot of other drugs that I thought were important. We can talk about EPO. And, of course, that's for everybody who wants to cheat. And the EPO, erythropoietin, which is a hormone that's released from the kidney.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what builds up your red cells. And so you would have erythropoietin. The problem with the erythropoietin, if you give it to them, you can bump their red cells. And, of course, you know, specifically made for cheaters, if you want to call it that. But
nobody in this business is. Go ahead.
But they the EPO on some horses gets rejected and comes in and it shuts their bone marrow down. So they can't produce any red cells. And they die. Oh. They absolutely will die of anemia. Yeah. So, again, that was a boon to people to have something to help or something to give these horses.
Uh-huh.
And then in a few of them, that turned out to be absolutely the wrong thing. And so we had that. Benny Pullman's an interest drug. That's Benny Pullman is clenbuterol.
Okay.
And so it came out on the market about 25 years ago, but it was on the market in Europe and Canada for close to 20 years before that. And it's works mostly for bleeders, but not in a very powerful way. It helps them not bleed when they're training. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they would put clenbuterol to those horses, and they started maintaining the horses. And the problem with the regulators is that it's an anabolic steroid. Mm-hmm. So they muscle up. And they really kind of came up with that because they were using clenbuterol in cattle to bulk up these show cattle.
Huh. Yeah.
And so anyway, it became a problem. What the clenbuterol seems to do is it stimulates the hair cells. We've talked about hair cells in the throat. Mm-hmm. And to get mucus moving.
Okay.
And so that's really what you're doing. It's not really, I mean, you can overdose them and you'll give them pretty good buzz. But otherwise, it's a relatively mild daily dose.
Okay.
But we've had around, and it's costly too. It costs them, I think you give them 5 cc's a day. And, but it is common. Now, a lot of these drugs get, just like clenbuterol, get to be famous with the drug companies and with the veterinarian and everything else. But a lot of them, they didn't really know how things worked. So EPO, we didn't know. Clenbuterol, they still don't know exactly how it works. but it was a common thing.
Yeah. Might have some unintended consequences, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good, Doc.
Okay.
Yeah. Even I understood this.
Now, are we going to get Michael back next week?
I assume.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, maybe I'll hide.
Maybe we both will.
Actually, you mentioned Claiborne, and a veterinarian who is retired ought to be on here as a guest, who was an assistant to Walter Kaufman, Jim Kleiser.
Okay.
And Jim worked at Claiborne, and he's got lots and lots of stories. Mm-hmm. So Jim would be a great person to take
okay.
through this.
You know how to get in touch with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me know later, you know.
I'll call him and tell him he needs to come over here.
All right.
You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy him.
All right. Well, okay. Thanks, Doc. Dr. Doug Beyer. I appreciate
it. And I
got
to congratulate the married woman over here.
It's her anniversary. She's been married a week now.
Yeah.
And she's still married to the same guy, you know. This one's going to last.
Yeah.
That's Holly, our EMS here, our medic. It's Holly Webb now. It used to be Holly Dunn.
Yeah.
Married to Kentucky, you know, she's from Iowa, so we'll forgive her that. But, all right, Doc, thank you.
Okay.
Be careful.
Size that list.
Yeah. Well, you can talk more about it when next week.
Well, I might get Jim in here a little bit, but, you know, DMSO has been in its heyday. And
you
now,
can walk down a shed row today and smell it, you know.
Yeah, and, but it's a good thing, a good drug.
Yeah.
Just keep it off your hands.
Not really a drug. It's just out there, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about DMSO next week.
Yeah, and it stinks.
Boy, it does, doesn't it?
Wonder if it does anything for wrinkles. Wonder if I could put some on my head.
It does and doesn't.
Make hair grow.
One of the aspects I shouldn't be taking up your time here, but if it gets on the skin too much, it dries out the skin because it's what we call hydrophobic and hates water. You put water in that bottle and it'll be hot. And so anyway, it dries out the skin and you get a skin ulcer.
Ooh. Oh my!
And one of the ways
you can give up on it, Jackie.
Yeah, that's how I have to keep
one
looking.
One of the ways that the FDA got on not ever approving it, never got approved, is people will get these skin ulcers.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And so it was adverse reaction.
Yes.
How about that?
Okay.
Well, tell Susan hello.
I will.
Thanks, Doc.
We'll see you next week.
Well, Mrs. Mass is having another solid year at stud, so what else is new about that? Here's the Sire Flotilla, winner of the classic French 1,000 guineas this year. She was a cool highway two-year-old filly in France last year after winning the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, and she's earned over $916,000 to date. Ms. Direction, winner in 2012 of the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, beat Colts that day, has added three more graded stakes to her resume this year, the Grade 2 Buena Vista, the Grade 2 Monrovia, and the Grade 3 Las Ciengas. And she's pushed her earnings to over $1,169,000. Ms. Direction has won 10 of her 16 career starts. Ultimate Eagle, winner earlier, the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby, and the Grade 2 Stroop, and the Grade 2 Oak Tree Derby, has been second this year in the Grade 2 San Pascual, and that brought his earnings up to more than $547,000. A good three-year-old colt, Coursey, has won stakes in France. Litteris, another three-year-old colt, was placed in Grade 2 stakes in South America. Upbeat Mood, a stakes placed this year at Santa Anita and in Hollywood Park. And, of course, that list of runners by Mizzen Mass just keeps on growing. He has sired five Grade 1 stakes winners. Mizzen Mass stands at Judmont Farm, who also a first defense. He's a sire of a classic winner in his first crop to race this year. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com.
Sally Van Services have been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care.
And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, if you haven't been over to Red State Barbecue yet, if you like barbecue, you're missing something because it is great. Jackie and I have been over there several times, and last week David Carroll brought in some barbecue over here that was to die for.
I know. We all tore into it like we had never seen food.
I know. Well, I don't know what if they've got a special today or not, which Jackie says they didn't have it up on their website yet.
Not on the Facebook. Usually he puts it on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay, well, Ressie's checking it right now, but everything over there is special. In fact, it's award-winning barbecue. The 2013 Taste of the Bluegrass gave them the Best Entree Award for their brisket sliders. And then Taste of Georgetown, the People's Choice, it was a pork slider for Taste of Georgetown. I mean, it's great barbecue, and I like the atmosphere going. They've got a red check tablecloth, and they had some little music playing over there. They had Ray Charles playing Georgia on My Mind, and one of my all-time favorites. They didn't have the sound on, but they had Roy Rogers on TV in there. It's my kind of place. But they've got a great selection over there. And if you want to carry out, and they do an awful lot of catering, and I can see why, give them a call. Let me give you the phone number. It's a Lexington number, right? I'll give you the location just a second. The number is 233-7898. 233-7898. And go in there and talk to Jen or Shannon or Susie or David if he's around. That's David Carroll who owns it now. It's a great place to eat if you love barbecue. And like I say, I do. They've got a great selection of sides in there, baked beans and coleslaw and corn pudding, green beans, greens. The greens were great. Macaroni and cheese, potato salad, fries. And of course, you can get your beer in there, too. You know, you can't eat barbecue without beer. And let me tell you where it is. It's on a Georgetown Pike. It's just right out on the right from the bypass. It can't be 5 minutes out there. And if you're coming across from the other direction, if you go out Ironworks Pike, turn left on the Georgetown Road, and drive up there a couple of miles, and it's on your left. Great place to eat. That's Red State Barbecue. And you'd be glad you went if you did, I tell you what. Well, you talk about a hard no poop, poop. What are we doing now? Daily Racing Form? No, we're through, aren't we? Okay, we got a shout. There we go. We'll give you that. Did you come up with anything, Ressie?
No, I didn't have anything.
Didn't have anything for special? All right. That's the way it goes. Jackie, you want to do some announcements?
Yeah, I got a fun one. This last night, I think, Mary Spears Van Meter Preservation Award in Paris went to Ralph Quillen. Ah. Isn't that nice? Because he's really taking an interest in downtown and fixing up stores, and he's bringing in that brewery, and that ought to get anybody a preservation award. And there's a picture of him there. And looking for all the world like one of the duck commanders. It's just great. But isn't that wonderful? I think that's great because he has spent years trying. He's worked forever on trying to do things with downtown Paris.
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty little town. I mean, it really is. But it has its share.
Yeah, they put up their bypass, you know, and yeah. You know what that does.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Somebody has zoned out right outside of Midway, right off the interstate, some kind of restaurant or big, giant gas station with food. I think it's so...
Big mistake.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because people, if they get off there, will see Historic Midway and go zipping in there. On the other hand, if they say, oh, we don't have much time, let's just go over there and get something to eat. So,
yeah.
Anyway, there you are. That was one. You want me to go ahead with some more?
Yeah, I can catch up on my commercials, and then you can, okay?
Should I?
Yeah. No, I'll go ahead and do some commercials. And
okay,
I got a little behind there. Here comes, what are they doing, floating a track?
Yeah, buddy, I'm telling you, floating the mud.
Well, okay.
Look at that.
There we go. Bill Ray and our big John Deere. Yeah,
that slop. Woo!
I tell you what, it's good. We had some workers this morning. You know, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's I've run on worse, that's for sure.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Remember when we took old Damnation? We had a horse named Damnation, believe it or not.
I got to tell how we named him.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. We were over in Midway. We had Homewood Farm out near Midway. We went into Midway to the, the feed store. First, we stopped at the post office, and I got another rejection letter for names for this horse. And I said, I'm going to name this horse by the time we get to the feed store, because they send you this little thing to fill out. And Ursel said, well, Hellfire and Damnation. So I wrote down Hellfire, and I wrote down Damnation. Hellfire was already taken. That's how Damnation got his name.
He was a big gray horse, wasn't very sound.
No.
The typical Hawkins special.
Yeah.
He was by Great Son, Hawkins special was. Son of Bull Ruler, who stood right up the road up here where Ted Bates is. Anyway, painful to watch him. He was foundered. He was a good sire. He sired, you know, he sired Hawkins Special, who set a new track record for three quarters out at Santa Anita. Held it for a long time, 107-2. Horse had some gas.
Yeah.
But this horse was...
Came back with a little swelling somewhere.
Yeah, but he could run.
Yes,
we took him up one night, and because he was unsound and it was raining, and we were in the seventh race up at Turfway Park. And we were hoping they were going to call it off. And they didn't. And so we went on and ran him. And I would have scratched him, of course, if I could have. And to show what we know, he went to the front and lit all the way.
The only one came back clean.
Yeah, only one that came back clean, yeah. Well, you talk about a hard luck horse. Jazzle from the first crop by Jazzle has had more than his share. First, he finished a game second, beating a hard-fought neck in the Grade 3 Aristides Stakes over Churchill Downs. Then last Saturday, he finished first by nearly 8 lengths in the $100,000 Senator Robert C. Byrd Memorial Stakes, only to be disqualified for veering at the start and placed second. Still, DeSizzle has earned over $214,000. He's one of six 2013 stakes horses by Jazzle. Two of the six have won Grade 1 stakes, one in Europe, one in South America. Another's placed in graded stakes at Churchill Downs. One is placed in group stakes in France, and yet another stakes placed at Woodbine. A classic winner, Jazzle's by Seeking the Goal. He is one of two winners of the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes out of Broodmare of the Year. Stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of the Grade 1 stakes winner, Albertus Maximus. His first foals arrived this year. Grade 1 stakes winner and proven graded stakes sire De Hare by Awesome Again. Graded stakes winner and graded stakes sire Intadab. Hall of Famer Invisor. Invisor has now got a graded stakes winner in his first crop. And Mooston Farm, he's the sire of hard-hitting winners, and he's the son of Unbridled. Inquiries to stand manager Ken Barnes, 859-224-4585. And see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. Jackie, you were talking just a second ago about our good friend Ralph Quillen down in Bourbon County. And, of course, his big business down there is his tack shop, Quillen Leather and Tack, which is right there on Main Street as you go into Paris from the Lexington area. It's the third stoplight on the left. You can't miss it. Great, great facility for quality tack. Best in the world. The nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 17,000 halters a year worldwide. And the stuff that they have in there is top class. Everything. They've got a great gift shop there. You can go in there, you know, and buy your collars, your pets collars, or your belts with your name plates on it. The whole wide variety of gifts. And there's stuff in there for kids, too. And it's a fun shop to go in just to look around. I go in and talk to Sandy or Debbie. And it's a wonderful facility there. In fact, they even have tours come by there and there. And he's been given an award. What was that award that he just gave down there? Mary Spears Van Meter.
Preservation
Award in Paris, Kentucky for his contributions to the facility. So
very deserving.
I'm very impressed. Yes. Ralph's a nice guy.
Yeah.
A nice guy. But great tack shop.
It's the best.
Quilla leather and tack right there in Paris. And it's quillin.com, Quillin.com is his website. Sunday edition of the Breeding Edition Daily Racing Form is out right now, and they've got an interview in there. John Stewart, Bluegrass Thoroughbred Services, Glennie Oakford has done that. She also, Glennie, has a preview of the Phasic Tipton New York Bred Preferred Yearling Sale, which is coming up. Joe Nevels is writing about that also. John Sparkman's writing about Warfront, who, of course, is a sire departing, who just won the West Virginia Derby. Hot Sire of the Week, Runaway and Hyde. Patrick Reed's writing about him. And, of course, they have a list of all the graded stakes winners of recent in North America over the weekend. Pedigrees, and it's a wonderful paper, and always some great articles in there. You can go to their website, drf.com/breeding. But the best thing to do is buy it off the newsstands. It's a Daily Racing Form Sunday Breeding Edition, and it's really worthwhile. All right, Jackie.
Okay.
You want to do a few announcements?
Sure. For all of you who ride at Masterson, which is, such a blessing around here, Masterson Equestrian Park at Masterson Station out on Leestown, they are putting up notice that August 18th and August 31st, there will be cross-country humans running. The state games are August the 18th, and Henry Clay's having a meet out there. So, August the 31st, there won't be a lot of people, except there'll be runners everywhere.
Cross-country runners at the horse park, yeah.
Yeah, not the horse park, at Masterson.
Oh, at Masterson they run.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, if your horse is riding along and somebody goes zipping by, you be prepared is all they want you to know. Kentucky Trails Summit is an annual event hosted by the Kentucky Horse Council and KEEP. They want to get as many trail riders as they can to learn about where's a good place to ride and to keep support up for the trails that we've got in Kentucky. It'll be November 15th and 16th at Natural Bridge State Park. You can register now. It's $30 for Kentucky Horse Council or KEEP members. It's just, it's a little bit more for the others. It's not much. But they really are working hard so you can ride from east to west all through Kentucky on a trail. Kind of cool. Let's see. Here's what's going to happen. This thing is going to be down at Shakertown. I am getting zonked by flies in here. It's terrible. It's called Bluegrass in the Barn at Shaker Village at Pleasant Hill, September 21st, 4:30 to 9:30. It's $15 for adults. They are having music. Author and author are going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Author Hancock number 3 and author Hancock number 4.
Yeah. Wonder who's watching who there.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go see who plays the best. Yeah, yeah. Then they're playing from 5 to 6, and then 6 to 7:30 is somebody called Town Mountain. I think they are from Asheville, North Carolina. And then 7:30 to 9:30 is going to be a barn dance with a Kentucky Ridge Runner. Doesn't that sound like fun? So, anyway, the proceeds go to, they want to build a new recreational and equestrian facility down by the barn where if you ride there, where you go and unload and all that kind of stuff. So that's a fun thing. That's a good idea. The Bluegrass Classic Dog Shows are coming up. One show, I guess, Thursday, August 29th to September 2nd at the Horse Park. You can go to KentuckyHorsePark.com and get more information. All breeds, it's a big one. Most of the kennel clubs around here, let's see, Lexington Kennel Club, Northern Kentucky, and Mid-Kentucky, Kennel Club's big show. I mean, it's really a lot. Now, All-Tech National Horse Show is going to be October 29th through November 3rd. I think this is the third year. Let me tell you that this is probably what it always was. When it was in New York, it was the premier end of the season hunter jumper big deal, big time show. They're also going to have a free Halloween trick or treat. They're going to have a 5K, 15K, and a 1 mile walk called the Biggest Loser. That's if you have to lose weight. Barn night for horse crazy kids and a showcase of Kentucky authentic cuisine and culture. There'll be former Olympians and world champions competing on the show circuit, and the $250,000 All-Tech Grand Prix. That is the top of the jumpers. Grand Prix are it. And this one's worth $250,000. And then they got the Matt Clay Finals for youth competitors, which is always something they've always wanted. That's $50,000, I think, something like that. Anyway, it's a big deal, and they're going to have a saddlebred competition. Misty Wrigley, seen there. That's the Wrigleys, if you chew gum. And they have a farm out in Bourbon County. And
you do?
Yes. The Wrigley Farm. It's out on the right. It's got a humongous.
Right of what?
On the right side of the road. I am.
Which road?
If I'm, I don't know.
I've only got one road in Bourbon County.
No, on the way to.
It's on the right.
On the way. Well, if you turn around, it's on the left. But it's on the way to.
This is how she gives directions, kids.
Nicholas County or some. But anyway, it's a huge show barn. You see it up there. It's monstrous. Unless I'm mistaken, of course, and I've made all this up. Anyway, this is October 29th through November 3rd.
Oh, God.
Don't believe everything you hear.
Now you know why I'm in a constant state of confusion.
That's it. Keep them that way.
All right. Well, wait just a second. All right. Well, Holiday Mischief with 3-0 by Into Mischief won the $100,000 Super Derby Prelude Stakes last Saturday. And establishing myself as one of the favorites for the upcoming Rich Grade 2 Super Derby. Bred in Kentucky by Shelter Wee Farm, Al Mazzetti, down Bourbon County, Dr. Robert Hunt, and Rodney Winkle. Holiday Mischief is one of five stakes winners from the first crop by Into Mischief. That list includes Golden Sense, a Grade 1 stakes winner over $1 million. $340,000 now. Vijack, a multiple graded stakes winner of over $552,000, and Sitting at the Bar, winner of five stakes, graded place, and earner of over $382,000 today. Congratulations to those breeders that took advantage of the Share the Upside program to End the Mischief. You now own a breeding right to one of the hottest young sires in North America. And that same Share the Upside program is now being offered to the beautifully bred young stakes winner, Awesome Patriot, by the outstanding sire, Awesome Again. Out of a full sister to Hall of Famer Tisnow, Awesome Patron is a full brother to the 2013 Preakness Stakes winner Oxbow Fantastic Pedigree. Your inspection of Awesome Patriot is encouraged. Just call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. Jackie, did you take your lubricine glasses this morning?
Yeah, I did. Let me tell you something funny. A horse trailer went by here as Matt was leaving, and it said on the side, somebody, world's greatest roper or something. And underneath it said, Dr. Steve Alday, roper or something or other. And, you know, he's got this trailer with a sign on it. I thought that was cute.
Oh.
Yes, I take my lubricine. That's how I got here. God, what a question. I take it with coffee.
Well, lubricin, of course, it sustains the integrity of joint fluids, which is why Jackie takes it, so she can get out of bed in the morning. And it can help reduce the needs of, you know, painful and costly acid injections and so forth. Trainers use it. Todd Pletcher uses it. That should be enough to recommend it. Tony Dutrow, Jerry Hollendorfer, Mike Maker, they all use it. That's Lubricin. And I just want to say, Jackie, that you can buy it over at KBC in Lexington or Horse Inns down for sales. And we're going to have to go get some. I think we probably run a little low on it, Jackie.
I have one more bottle.
One more bottle left. And she swears by it. Now, Reborn is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum, and it's safe and it's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all races and ages. And as a matter of fact, both Lubricin and Reborn are products that were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, and they're endorsed by many owners, trainers, and veterinarians, and they are all natural and test-free. You don't have to worry about them when you're going to the spit box, if you're lucky enough to make it. We didn't maybe frequent that too often, but
yeah, where was that? What was that?
Where was that? The spit
and
box.
What was that?
Yeah, and we ran through it a couple of times. If you go up some of these tracks,
yeah.
You know, and you ship in, you
Ohio.
Made it. Yeah, you go to Ohio, you ship in, you're going anyway.
You magically get drawn every time. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Best luck I ever had getting my number.
Only thing, if you went to Beulah Park and did that was the best place to go because the barn over there was a whole lot better than the regular barns
that you ship
into.
Barn.
Well, anyway, but Reborn is it's 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum, and you start using it with your foals. But what it does, it builds up your immune system, and they're great products, and they work, which is really good. So then it's Lubricin.com, Lubricin.com, or Reborn, Reborne.com. And as I said, here around in this area, you can get it at KBC here in Lexington over at Horse Sense in Versailles, or as the ignoramus would say, Versailles.
He's pointing to see what he does next.
I can't keep up.
I can read it better upside down.
Who can read? Well, Broken Vow side stakes winners in California and in Canada last weekend. Outside Nashville, a 3-0 Colt. Bred in Kentucky by Sienna Farms and sold at the 2012 OBS March sale for $115,000, won the Robert Dupre Derby by widening 4.5 lengths. He's trained by Jerry Hollendorfer. Now outside Nashville, won stakes at Golden Gate as a 2-year-old last year, and he was one of 19 2012 stakes winners by Broken Vow. In Canada, Commander won his second straight stakes by leading all the way to take the Fred Jones Handicap. Commander was bred in Kentucky by Paragon Farms and sold his yearling at Keeneland for $105,000, and he has now earned just short of $400,000. Broken Valor sired more than 100 stakes horses, 11 this year, 29 last year, and the only yearling in the Saratoga sale by Broken Valor brought $215,000. He is the leading son of Unbridled at Stud in North America, and he stands at Pin Oak Stud. Also at Pin Oak Stud are the stallions Cowboy Cal, a multiple graded stakes winner, Millionaire by Giants Causeway, and Eclipse Award winner, Sky Classic, sire of 89 stakes winners, and, like Broken Vow, of more than 100 stakes horses. Inquiries to Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens, and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
Tell me when it's...
You can go anytime.
Oh, everybody's pointing at me now. 2013 Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club Annual Trail Ride is Sunday, September 9th. Oh, it's something on a Sunday. I think I'll go get Kathy Calvert and make her go with me. Shaker Village, wonderful place to ride. If you decide you don't want to stay with them, you can turn left and take another trail. It's $15 a rider. Sign in at 11 o'clock. Ride starts at noon. Lunch supplied by the Shaker Village at the end of the ride. Ride's about 2 hours. You can go even if you don't ride. RSVP by September 20th. It's really nice. It's down near Harrodsburg. You take Harrodsburg Road and keep going until you're there.
All right.
You go way down by that river, and then you come way up by that river. Today at the Horse Park USEF, that's United States Equestrian Foundation, Pony Finals, big deal. Tomorrow is also USEF Pony Finals and Diamond Ring and Pretty Things Bridal Show. Oh, Holly got married last week. She missed it. Too bad. Maybe for her next wedding. She could. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, she left. Bluegrass Festival Horse Show also Friday, Saturday, Sunday, United States Hunter Jumper Association International Hunter Derby Finals. Also, the Ultimate Outdoor Expo. Listen, this finals thing with this international hunter stuff is about as good as it gets with hunters. This is interesting.
Finally.
Fox Sports. Thanks, Butch. You want to do them?
No.
Okay. Fox Sports and the Jockey Club announced today a multi-year agreement to air prominent graded stakes races starting in 2014. On Fox Sports One, a new sports network launching Saturday, August the 17th. Good. Isn't that great? Yeah, good. Isn't that good news?
Yeah, I wonder, we have Dish.
Yeah, I know. It'll be on Dish. We may have to pay extra for it. I have no idea. Maybe since it's just starting out, it'll be in the chintzy cheap package like we get.
Yeah.
You know, we hope.
She's trying to tell me something, I think.
Yeah. Well, anyway, isn't that super? I mean, that's excellent.
Okay.
But it's going to be called Fox Sports One. So, about time. Friday, September 20th, the Thoroughbred Breeders Museum, Inc., first annual golf scramble benefit at Stoner Creek Country Club. Stoner Creek Country Club, site of the place of Urso Ellis falling into the Stoner Creek on number 5. I think they have a marker. I don't know. The cursing
that's
is still
same.
In the fog over that pole, floating about. Oh, my.
That's the hole where Bull Hancock threw the caddy in.
Yeah, there's probably more cursing circling overhead. Whew, it was a fun day.
Famous hole there.
He finished the course. Squish, 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 squish. It was great.
Passed the torch to his grandson.
I hope he's better. Anyway.
He's already shooting better than I ever did.
KTA, KTOB members, you get a free subscription to European Bloodstock News. So, it's free. You go to Claire. Or probably the best thing to do is go KTA, KTOB website. Mm-hmm. But then you click on this europeanbloodstocknews.co.uk, and they will give you a free subscription. I think that's excellent.
How much more you got there?
Horse Park's going to let you
in. Well, wait a minute. You can finish up later, but it's the top of the hour, and then I want to get Lee on.
Okay, give me some money. I'm going to go buy Rusty some donuts.
Oh, God.
Come on, dig. Dig. Okay, do you see the pained expression on his face? Oh, look at him counting this money.
Dollar bill and all.
He's got two 20s this week. Woohoo!
Okay.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
Up the street.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Uncle Mo was the undefeated champion 2 year old this year, and he drew rave reviews from all those who saw him compete. Steve Haskins said that he was in another class from other horses. After watching Uncle Mo break his maiden in Saratoga by 14 and a half lengths, Todd Fletcher remarked that, "I can't remember a two-year-old winning as impressively as he did. He was devastating." In his second start, Uncle Mo ran a mile and won 34-2 to win the historic Grade 1 Champagne Stakes, won by 5 lengths. Then in his third start, he earned the Eclipse Award as champion two-year-old by easily taking the Breeders' Cup Juvenile with an awesome 4.5-length score. Uncle Mo posted the highest buyer speed figure of his generation is a 2-year-old, 108. He repeated as a 3-year-old with a 118 in the Grade 2 Kelso at Belmont, a performance which prompted Jerry Bailey to say, "I don't know if there's enough words to describe how impressive he was that day." A very special horse, Uncle Mo, is one of 5 champions by Indian Charlie. He is out of a stakes place daughter of Arch. His first foals arrived this year, and as expected, they're outstanding. He stands at Coolmore's Ashford Stud, $35,000 doing a full stanza nurses. Check the website at coolmore.com and remember, champions, leading sires, potential leading sires only at Coolmore.
WLXT Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Central Kentucky's only Toyota Express Maintenance Center.
Toyota Nicholasville! What price sell cars?
All right, Creative Calls completed a very successful first season at Stud in 2013. Thank you, breeders. There is much to like about Creative Calls. He's a Grade 1 Stakes winner and millionaire. He's by a Grade 1 Stakes winner and millionaire. And he's out of a Grade 1 Stakes winner and millionaire. And he has the unique distinction of having defeated every competitor he ever faced. He took on all comers and defeated the likes of Bodemeister and Paintner, and I'll have another in Union Rags and Take Charge Indy. He won the Grade 1 stakes as a 2-year-old, won graded stakes and placed in Grade 1 Preakness, the Grade 1 Preakness and the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby at 3, dropped a head bobbing nose decision in the latter race. A dead game competitor, Creative Calls, is by 3 times champion Sarah Giants, calls way out of Dream of Summer. And she beat champion of Shadow in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom. And she's a multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $1,200,000. A grand individual, Creative Cause, has all the credentials required for sire success. He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. That's home also a Flashy Bull, who had a stakes winner yesterday in New York. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty, starting the second hour of Horse Tales here, and I've got Lee Rossi with me today, and I've had 3 or 4 people bug me down through the years now. When are you going to get Lee Rossi on there? I guess we have a mutual friend and our doctor from down in Bourbon County.
Murray West.
Yeah, good old Murray. And yeah,
Michael Blowen, good buddy of mine.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Michael, but no, Michael's a fine. And Dr. Doug Byer was on here this morning. He gave you a testimonial. He said you were a good horse trainer.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, don't thank me. Thank him. Did you hear that?
I didn't this morning.
When he first came on, I was announcing what was going to happen on the show. And I said, Lee Rossi's coming on the top of the hour. He said, oh. I said, I know Lee. Says he's a good horseman.
Well, he's one of the first vets I met when we moved back to Kentucky. He was a great help to us.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
And one heck of a vet. I didn't realize what a reputation he had. But boy, he's famous.
You know? He is indeed, and he did stuff years ago that before everybody else knew. He did the EPM diagnosis before anybody else even talked about it. I remember we had a horse that was at the track that one of the racetrack vets said he's a wobbler.
Uh-huh.
And I took to Doug Byers, and he gave him some concoction that he made up. 3 weeks later, we racked the track, galloped him, just went on perfectly. And Doug said it's EPM. It's a little protozoa that gets into the spinal column, and give him this medicine, and it brought him back to life. Otherwise, we'd have put him down as a wobbler if I didn't know Doug.
Yeah, makes you wonder about some of these horses back in through history that were wobblers. General Duke.
Yeah.
They put down because he was a wobbler. It makes you wonder if he was an EPM horse. Yeah. A great horse like that.
As I say, it's carried by possums, right? And raccoons.
Yeah.
So, I think there's one or two of those possums running around
you
Kentucky.
Pick them up around. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can almost have a barbecue or something coming to work every morning.
For sure.
Yeah. You're a longtime horseman.
Right.
From Arizona, I understand you tell me. Yeah. Was your family in there? How'd you get into
it? No, not at all. My dad was a builder and developer. I just had a love for horses from an early age. And we used to show quarter horses.
Okay.
Halter horses and Western Pleasure. And I just got more and more involved with that.
Did your family have a farm or something that you
did those in? I went to other people's places. And I would trade work for opportunities to ride horses or work with horses. And then when I was maybe 22 or something like that, I had a racing quarter horse bred mare.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a man named Doc Pardee, and I was asking you about him the other day. He was the father of the thoroughbred industry in Arizona.
Okay.
And I met him, and I ended up living at his farm, and he taught me the thoroughbred business. A great horseman, a great guy.
Now, did he race out there?
He did. Now, he was 86 when I met him.
Oh.
86 years old. He had 100 head of horses on his farm and no help.
Oh, my.
No help. So I said, you help me learn the thoroughbred business, and I'll work. And that's how we became acquainted. I stayed there for 3 or 4 years, and then he passed on.
Yeah.
But he was a great help to me, a great horseman.
They
were thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
And he had one of the best pieces of advice I ever got in the horse business, talking about bad acting horses. He said, a teaspoon of kindness dissolved in a cup of common sense will handle most every horse.
Uh-huh.
And that's about the truth. I mean, you see so many guys jerking and snatching and whipping at horses and stuff like that. Just stay calm, go slow. Be kind and gentle to the horse, and most of them will come around.
Oh, yeah. That's great. You said Pardee, there was a trainer around here, W.C. Pardee.
No, that wasn't him. He never came. He wasn't invited. He raced in California and in Arizona and in Texas. He used to match race a lot. I don't know if I was telling you the story, but I loved quarter horses, and I used to read all those historical things about match races. And there was a mare named Buttcut.
Okay.
And she had a match race against a horse, Spotted Joe. And I read about it, and they had the race at Tucson. Well, later on, when I met Doc, he was there. He watched the match race.
Is that right?
Yeah, he watched. Yeah. So he told me the live events, how it was. So it was. He was a great guy to be around.
Lee, did you know that Three Bars was foaled right up the road up here?
Yeah, and he stood in Arizona. Sidney Vale had him in Arizona, and then he leased him, I think, to Walter Merrick. He leased him to somebody.
I don't know.
I don't remember who it did.
I just knew him. He was a thoroughbred, of course.
Yeah, he was by percentage. He was a very fast 2-year-old and 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And they bought him. He had beautiful conference. Changed the quarter horse business. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. From his genetics, was racing the best cutting horses in the country. Our Doc Bar bred. And then Doc Bar was a grandson of Three Bars and halter horses, everything. He was the most important quarter horse ever.
Monterey Farm was a farm where he was foaled.
Is that right?
Right up there in Bourbon County on the Paris Pike.
Yeah.
Ned Brent.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I don't know if Ned bred him or not, but that's where the horse was foaled. Yeah. He was a pretty good kind of a racehorse. He won some races mostly at Oaklawn.
Is that right?
Yeah. I remember I looked him up just out of curiosity because I was always interested kind of in quarter horses. Don't know anything about them. You know, we got a bunch of them training here.
That's what I understand. I met a few guys that do have a few.
Matt Frazier.
In Indiana. Yeah, I think I met Matt.
Yeah, nice young man.
They run up in Indiana. And
I
still like quarter. I like them a lot. Yeah. I like cutting horses, too. I mean, next to thoroughbreds, next to watching the thoroughbreds run, they can get me jumping out of a seat faster than anything.
Is that right?
They're amazing to watch. Yeah.
Well, we've owned a couple down through the years that just riding horses, but they were the old stock.
Yeah.
You know, the.
Yeah. Foundation quarter horses.
The big rear ends, you know, and with bad feet.
Yeah, little tiny feet.
Yeah, right.
Big butts.
Yeah. But they were nice because, you know, my daughter was riding, and she used to ride all those things. So when did you go out on your own? Who'd you go with when you left Mr. Pardee?
No, I what I did is I had a construction business in Phoenix.
And okay.
I would race at Turf Paradise in the winter. And we'd either sell the horses or turn them out for the summer or send a few with some other guys. And then in the late 70s, we had the building business went in the tank. I mean, there was nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
When mortgage rates were sky high and interest rates were sky high. So I took a few Jimmy Carter year, yep.
Yeah.
So we took a few horses to California, and we did all right, and we ended up just staying. So I sold my business to my general manager.
Okay.
And we moved to California.
Where'd you go in California?
Southern California. We raced at Santa Anita and Hollywood and Del Mar.
Okay.
Yeah. We lived in Sierra Madre, right behind Santa Anita.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right there. At the foot of the hills of the mountains.
Foot of the hills, that's it.
Yeah. Now, give me a time frame. What was this?
This was in the 70s? Early to mid-80s.
Okay.
I moved there. First went there in 79. We moved the family there in 81, and then we stayed there until 87, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we bought a place back here and came back here. My wife was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Oh, my.
And she didn't like living in California at all. Mm-hmm. So we came back here. We used to bring a few horses to Keeneland in the spring.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed it back here a lot. So we came back here, and we bought a place, and one day moved back here. My daughter was, either in eighth grade or freshman high school, she said, "You moved me to the wilderness." Because she never lived in any of the cities, you know.
Yeah.
She moved, and then
was this Lexington or?
Yeah, well, Georgetown.
Georgetown.
We bought a farm in Georgetown.
Okay.
It's 37 acres. You know Jimmy Herbner?
Yeah.
Jim and Kathy Herbner. We bought the farm next to theirs.
Okay.
And we were there.
Ralph Quillen's got a place out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where we lived. Then we ended up buying another farm on Hill Road.
Okay, I know exactly where they are.
Billy Hayes.
Right off of 460.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we were there later then.
Yeah, okay.
So that was it. And then I moved back here in 90.
Yeah.
In about 90.
Okay. Yeah. Let me get back to you. I got to take a break. August 4th, Saratoga, the grade one Alfred G. Vanderbilt handicap was won by Justin Phillip, a five-year-old horse by First Samurai, and the day before, the grade two West Virginia Derby went to departing three-year-old Copa Warfront. Justin Phillip, bred by Oakbrook Farm, trained by Steve Asmussen, sold as a yearling at Keelan for $400,000, and he's earned over $1,118,000. He's won a 12 2013 stakes win by First Samurai. Departing was bred and his own by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dill Snyder, trained by Albert Stahl. He, too, has now earned over $1 million, and he's one of 11 2013 stakes winners by Warfront. Eight of those 11 have won graded stakes. Warfront is the youngest sire ranked among the top 10 on the North American sire list. First Samurai won two grade one stakes as a two-year-old, won graded stakes again at three. He's by three times champion sire Giants Causeway. Warfront, a son of the great Danzig, is the sire of a remarkable 19% stakes horses from starters, 13% stakes winners from starters. Leading sires First Samurai and Warfront stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquire to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com. If you're thinking about selling your farm, or you want to buy a farm, or get in touch with Hill and Reagan Parker. Their website is lexhorsefarms.com. That's lexhorsefarms.com. That's an easy one. Their phone number here in Lexington is 608-8039. Real horse people, and they're helping real horse people, and it helps that they know what they're doing. Hill's has been a very successful trainer in his own right, but he is over the twice, also for the last 12 years now, he's been in real estate business, he and Reagan both. But he's a hands-on horseman. He understands the horse business, and that's important if you're somebody's selling your farm or you're looking for a farm. They've got an outstanding variety of locations, sizes, and prices for sale if you're looking for a place, and they can help you find the perfect farm just for you. As I said, he was a top horseman, an A-level pony clubber. That's where most of our Olympic riders come from. He got listings in Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark County. And as I said, a wide variety of locations, size, and prizes. Nice people to do business with. People that you can trust, and they work real hard for you. That's lexhorsefarms.com, 608-8039, and Hill and Reagan Parker. Let's see where I am now. Okay, among sons of Stormcat, only Giants Causeway ranks above Storm Atlantic on the 2013 General Sire list. Storm Atlantic is ranked among the top 20 for eight consecutive years. Get Storm is the leading money winner, and among the more than 75 stakes winners by Storm Atlantic, he is number one. He won nine stakes, eight of them graded, three grade one, earned $1,606,000. His grade one wins came at Keelan, Churchill Downs, Gulfstream Park, with other graded wins at Monmouth Park, Churchill Downs, Keelan, two at Saratoga. An eye-catching individual, Get Stormy, has completed a successful first year at stud over at Crestwood Farm. That's a farm with a great reputation for raising hard-hitting runners and for quality of customer service. They offer a wide variety of services at Crestwood. Boarding, sales prep, sales, representation at sales, confirmation analysis, appraisals, pedigree research, and a whole lot more. It's a family operation, and they treat their clients like family. Just ask the people who have done business with them. Most of them have been with them for years. Learn more about Crestwood Farm. Call Pope McLean at 859-252-3770 and check the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Righty, I'm talking to Lee Rossi, a longtime horseman, and I left him out at Santa Anita here just a minute ago. I guess you saw a lot of good horses run out there.
Yeah, at that time in the early to mid-80s, I think the racing in Santa Anita, Southern California, was the best in the country. I mean, we had the best jockey colony that there was. And
always been a good one out there.
I mean, it was terrific out there. I mean, you couldn't help but get a good rider. And then the trainers back there, they were, I mean, Charlie Winningham, as far as I'm concerned, is the best of all time. You had Laz Barrera. I mean, many, many, you know, terrific trainers. Some of them are, you know, like Richard Mandela still training out there. I mean, there's several others that, you know, Neil Drysdale, Neil Viana. I mean, they're still going strong.
The jockey colony is still strong.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. But the racing has changed quite a bit. I still have a lot of friends there that I talk to periodically, and it's just different. I mean, the economy in California has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be if you had a good horse and you needed to sell it, I mean, in 24 hours, it was gone. You could sell it there. People were always looking for horses. Now it's just a little bit tougher.
Yeah, and now, of course, this is the last year for Hollywood Park. Yeah, I saw Swaps run there.
Is that right? I have people. There was a gentleman that I was friends with, George Vogel, good horseman. He swore Swaps was the greatest horse of all time.
You know, one I actually saw, I don't know who could have beat him. I really don't.
He had that bad foot all the time, they said. I mean, I wasn't there at the time. But he's the first horse I can remember, 1955, watching the Kentucky Derby. I think that was the first year it was televised.
Yeah.
Is that right? 55?
Yeah, I remember. You know, I was in Korea at that time. In fact, I listened to that Derby. Susie, I think he took him over.
He took the book?
I believe he did, yeah. Took everything. Susie the Clocker.
The thing is in the book.
Okay. Susie the Clocker in here wants her work. David's already taken over there. What was I talking about?
I remember Swaps beating Nashville in the 55 Derby. That's the first one I can really remember.
I was on my way back from Korea.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it on the ship. I was a radioman. And I listened to the call of that Derby.
Is that right? Yeah.
It upset me because the California horse won it. I thought sure Nashville was going to win
it. Funny story about Rex Ellsworth. I'm sure you heard about how he came by Caled, that he went to the Mormon church and borrowed $150,000 saying it was for cattle.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said it was for cattle, and he bought Caled and brought him back to this country, and the rest is history. Became a great stallion.
Great sire.
Sire of Swaps. Yeah. Many, many other great horses.
Yeah, most of them for him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Although, now, Louis B. Mayer had a bunch of them,
they
didn't
had, they had good horses. I mean, he was a good sire.
Yeah.
Hyperion.
He stayed in California, too. Yeah. He was a good one. Did you race any good horses out there?
I had Marisma. She won 3 grade twos out there and then a couple other ungraded stakes. Then I had Navarino, who was the best horse I've ever been around. He was a freaky son of a gun, but just didn't stay sound.
Yeah.
We bought him up from Chile, and we had Tacora, another filly from Chile. She was the greatest stakes winner there, and then Navarino and Pitater. I had several greatest. Montetial won the Arcadia Handicap at Santa Anita. So we had some good.
You say we, now who is the?
Well, me, the stable, the barn.
Oh, okay.
And most of those horses, I trained for Carlo Maggio. He was one of the principals that I trained for. His family had been in the horse business for decades. In fact, his dad was the leading buyer at Keeneland 1 year.
Is that right?
And they had never had a horse win even an allowance race at Santa Anita. They never won a maiden special weight and never won an allowance race at Santa Anita.
Yeah.
So Carl was dedicated to really improving the lot. He bought some nice horses, and we had some good horses and had some fun.
Yeah.
So nothing like a good horse.
Well,
nothing to keep you going.
Anything that I had that we raised our own and didn't have much, you know, but anything that could run, I had to sell.
Yeah.
You know, so we were left over with the ones that couldn't stand training.
That's right.
We had fun. Yeah, you know, it's a fun thing. It's a fun game.
The same guy I was telling my doc party always telling me, a guy with a pregnant mare will never commit suicide. He'll wait to see that baby because that might be the next man of war.
Oh,
yeah, that'll be the next one. So.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, it's, then you decided sometime to come to Kentucky.
We came here, as I said, because my wife's, her desire.
Where was she from?
She was from Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, she's from Arizona. But we enjoyed Keeneland. We'd come back. It was, I mean, a nice change of pace. You came from the hustle and bustle in Southern California. It was nice and quiet. So, in fact, the first race, I shipped to Philly here to run in the Bewitched Stakes.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about Keeneland. I knew about the sales. We'd been here for the sales, but I'd never been to the races at Keeneland. I'm sitting there with my back to the racetrack. All of a sudden, I hear all this noise. And I turn around, and the horses are running. Well, I didn't know they didn't have an announcer.
Yeah,
I didn't have any idea in the world they didn't have an announcer. There's a race going off, and
no public address.
No, no PA system. I didn't know that.
Good friend of mine, one of the funniest person I've ever around. When they first put in the announce system there, they first put in was the TV system.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, and he said. He found out about it, he said, well, hell, they'll probably turn the sound down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Keeneland's a little change of pace
it was a change of pace, but now it's changed dramatically. I mean, now they got, I mean, they had nothing but the daily double then, right?
That's all
they had. Now they've got all the gimmick wagering and everything. Yeah, it's a great place, though. Lovely, lovely track.
Yeah.
For a funny story, I had a good colt named Intrusion, was undefeated. I brought him to Keeneland. This was on the dirt track. Uh-huh. It rained. I scratched him. I entered him again. It rained again. I scratched him again. This horse was 3-for-3 at the time. I entered him a third time, scratched him again. It rained. The stewards called me and said, "Mr. Rossi, don't ever enter that horse at Keeneland again."
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, you tell me you're going to have to do something about your bad weather.
Yeah, that's right. That track.
Well, how'd you do with the horse later on?
Him, he won the Ben Alley at Keeneland.
Oh, okay.
And he ended up winning the, what's the one in the fall at Churchill? The Stewart, the Foster, Clark? Is that the fall or the Clark? Whichever Clark. One. Clark.
Well, they got to Stephen Foster, and then they
I
got the Clark
one in
handicap.
November, the Clark, I think it was the Clark handicap.
That's
he won the
oldest one.
New Orleans handicap. He was a good horse.
Yeah. What was his name again?
Intrusion.
Intrusion. What was he by? Do you remember?
He was by Top Command.
Okay.
Top Command out of a Kennedy Road mare.
Kennedy. That's Canada on the bottom.
She was vicious, this mare. Absolutely vicious.
Yeah.
I had her at Del Mar. She ran. We got beat a nose, Shoemaker rode her, and she fired. I mean, she missed Shoemaker's head by a foot.
Is that
just
right?
Fired. Oh, she was an ornery SOB.
Oh.
And we bred her, but we'd have to take the babies off of her
because
you couldn't.
Did she ever throw you anything?
Intrusion.
Oh, okay.
She was a damn of Intrusion.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, she had him, and she had another one. What the heck was the other fellow? She was a good mare. Big, beautiful
Top
mare.
Command, was he a bull ruler?
He was a bull ruler.
Yeah, I thought he was.
He was a bull ruler.
So, yeah. Where was he standing then?
He was at Murdy Farm, remember? When the Murdys had the farm next
where
to
where Hawkins Special were. I was talking about him.
That's
just
right.
A few,
that was earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Which now Keeneland.
Keeneland now. Yep.
Yeah. Of course, it went through some different owners before it got to Keeneland, but.
It made the rounds.
It's made. It has made. Remember when. Well, you weren't there when Johnny Clark had that.
No.
Yeah.
No, the Murdys had it when we moved back here. In fact, we had more horses boarded there with Murdy's.
Did you happen to know Don Bruce?
Don Bruce.
He's from Iowa, but he owned Hawkins Special, Race
no,
Hawkins
I didn't
Special.
Know him. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you saying, Jackie? Good interview.
Yeah.
She says.
Good interview.
Well, when you talk to these old timers, sometimes you get these young people on here and they don't go back far enough. Well, I got to take a break. But Ms. Mass is having another solid year at stud. He's the Sire Flotilla, winner of the classic French 1,000 guineas. She was the co-highway 2-year-old filly in France last year after she won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, and she's earned over $916,000 now. Ms. Direction, winner of the 2012 Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, she beat colts that day, has added 3 more graded stakes to her resume this year, the Grade 2 Buena Vista, the Grade 2 Monrovia, and the Grade 3 Las Ciengas. Pushed her earnings to more than $1,169,000. Ms. Direction has won 10 of her 16 starts. Ultimate Eagle, winner earlier of the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby and the Grade 2 Stroob and the Grade 2 Oak Tree Derby, has finished second this year in the Grade 2 San Pasquale, and he's still going strong. His earnings over $547,000 now. The good 3-year-old colt Coursey has won stakes this year in France. Literus, another 3-year-old colt, was placed in Grade 2 stakes in South America. Upbeat Mood is placed this year at Santa Anita and in Hollywood Park. And that list of runners by Ms. Mass just keeps on growing. He signed 5 Grade 1 stakes winners. Ms. Mass is at Judmont Farm. That's the home also of First Defense. I have a classic winner in his first crop. In careers of Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. See the website at JudmontFarm.com. Well, American Produce Records, if you hadn't got that yet, well, you're behind the times because it's you can go there and they have more than 3 million foals with their pedigrees. Now, you can't beat that. Out of 1,000, over 1 million different mares, you can trace the pedigrees of any registered foal all back for more than a century just through American Produce Records. It's just $275 a year, unlimited access, either the web, tablet, mobile. They include in also European produce records, public auction prices, they're updated greatly, daily. I said, if I'd spit it out. Anyway, that's go to brisnet.com, brisnet.com for American Produce Records. Well, the 1-2 finishers in the Grade 1 Whitney Invitational at Saratoga were both raised on products of McCauley Brothers. Cross Traffic was bred by the Diamond A Racing Corporation. Successful Dan, a half-brother to Wise Dan, was bred by Mort Fink and raised at Patch and Wilkes. In addition, the Grade 3 Seagram Cup Stakes in Canada was won by Alpha Beta, bred by Dina Springs. The Shine Again Stakes at Saratoga went to Holiday Soiree, bred by Brereton C. Jones. The Fred Jones Handicap in Canada was won by Commander, bred by Paragon Farm. Bar Inman bred Got Shades, winner of the Sonny's Halo Stakes at Louisiana Downs. The winner of the Assiniboia Oaks, Portales, was bred by Belvedere Farm. And at the same track, the Graduation Stakes was won by Megatron Ruler, bred by Avalon Farm. Record speaks for itself. Week after week after week, horses raised on McCauley products win stakes, providing testimony where it counts to the quality of those products. To join the winning team, get in touch with Mike Warren and David Longmire. It's a for sales number, 859-873-3333. Ask about the free services provided with every bag of feed purchase. They'll come out and weigh your horses for you. And you're welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. Talking to Lee Rossi, and they say you were in the building business around here, too.
I was. As my wife got more and more ill, I had to quit the racetrack. So I was away for about 20 years from the racetrack. So We had a construction company here, but the racetrack never left me. I mean, it was always there to drive. I couldn't stand not being around horses. I just couldn't stand it. So after my wife passed, I got some horses again. And I had a few horses with a couple of different trainers.
Who had them for you?
Kenny McPeak and Ron Foster in Pennsylvania, and then Jerry Carwood had the horses for us.
Okay.
But then the construction business slowed down like crazy. I said, shoot, I can go out there and mess around with them again, so I might as well go back. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, how'd you get back into business? Did you do buy some mares, or
I used to have a horse for Peter Blum named Academy Award.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little tiny quarter horse looking
secretariat horse.
He was a secretariat horse. He was a little ears, looked like a quarter horse. I was at the sale one day visiting a friend of mine from California, no intention at all to buy a horse.
Uh-oh.
We had cutting horses at the time. I see this mare walking in the ring by Academy Award. I said, well, shoot, she's probably some little dinky thing. I'd be working, crossing her back on quarter horse. So I bought her. I got her home. She was 16'2". Six, she was a giant. Yeah, very big. And she was in full to Dance Brightly, who I loved. I loved his pedigree.
Okay.
So I got a colt, nice looking colt. So I bred her back again to run, bought another mare. I had about 11 mares there for a while. And so that's it. It got me back going again, and shoot, the blood was boiling again.
There you go. Well, so, where's your farm now?
It's in Georgetown.
Okay.
I just got a little farm. I had a big farm in Paris, but we sold that.
Okay.
I just have 20 acres. I only have one mare left.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just kept one mare. I mean, the breeding business got too tough.
Yeah.
So I got six. I have three here at the track now. I got six more at the farm that we'll bring in sooner or later. I mean, it's,
Are they all yours, Lee?
They're all mine, yeah.
Yeah. Who do they buy? Who have you been breeding to?
I've got.
Or do you even buy these?
No, they're all homebreds. Okay. I have a Master Command colt.
Okay.
A Catapa filly out of a grade two mare. She's a stakes producer. She had a stakes winner by King Mambo.
Okay.
King Mambo was 200,000 stud, and Catapa was 12,000 full brother. So I bred to Catapa, got a beautiful filly. The other one, I got a sightseeing filly. And then the 2-year-olds are a Purim colt, a Discreet Cancer, and a Sun King.
Okay.
So that's what I've got.
Yeah. So you've got four over here now.
I have three. Down. We had to put one down. I had a colt that broke his maiden special weight at Keeneland in April. Had a slab, coming off a slab fracture surgery, and he re-broke the knee. And so we had to put him down last week.
It
was a shame because he was a firm colt that he could run.
Yeah.
He could run.
Well, it always happens to the good ones.
Yeah, it's the tough. I mean, the people outside the livestock business never believe that.
Yeah.
You tell them only the good ones get hurt or die.
Yeah.
You can have donkeys run them through a junkyard.
Exactly.
They come out without a scratch on them. In fact, the guy was asking me this morning if I ever had a Derby caliber horse. I said, I had a really good colt, a two-year-old Halo colt. Mm. Broke his darn shoulder in the stall at night, got cast, we had to put him down. Mm. I said, he was a runner. I mean,
yeah.
You know, a bad one, you could have dynamited around him, nothing would have happened.
Yeah, a good friend of mine had one get loose one day, and horse was running up the hill like that, and he wasn't hardly paying any attention to it. And it's Herb Jones. I don't know if you know Herb.
Right?
I said,
sure.
Herb, aren't you going after him? He said, hell, if I can catch him, I don't want him.
That's the truth. That's the
truth. Yeah. Yeah, Herb been around a long time, too.
His son used to be assistant trainer for me.
Is that right?
Yeah. Good
Billy?
Horseman, yeah.
Yeah.
Good horseman.
He used to run horses for us. When
he was good.
He was good.
Yeah. One of the most athletic individuals I've
ever
seen.
No, that was Philip.
No, this was Billy. No, Philip. That was Philip. Yeah.
Sorry. Philip. How about that? I've been right the first time today.
You'll get him later, though.
Everybody, even a blind hog finds an acorn once in a while.
Okay. Well, you've got one mare left. She retired, or are you breeding her?
No, I didn't breed her this year. I think I might breed her in Southern Hemisphere time.
What are you going to do that for?
Well, I'll tell you why. I put a pencil to it the other day.
Oh, God.
If I waited till January to breed her, I'd get a foal in 15. Then next one is 16. If I breed her this fall, I'll get a baby next spring. I'll get two before I'll get my second colt if I wait till the spring. I've got one at the house.
Now, I'm
right
going to have to put a pencil to that.
Unless it's a leap year.
I've got a sightseeing filly at the farm right now I bred her on Southern Hemisphere time.
Yeah.
Because I missed the mare. We bred her in the spring. She didn't get full. So I bred her in September. I got an August filly.
Yep. So you're going to have to sell her to South America or someday.
Well, we used to do a lot of business in South America. Yes. So that was my intent. My friend in South America loved sightseeing. Loved them. So I said, well, I'll breed her here and we'll go down there and race.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't.
Yeah.
So I got her here. Yeah. So I'll bring her in here. She's beautiful. Yeah. Big, beautiful filly.
Yeah.
I'm a good mare.
How old is she now?
Well, she's three up here. She actually turned three August. She was August foal.
Uh-huh.
So she's, six, 7 months behind. most of the American breds, but. She's just,
well, if you don't have to run.
I don't run her till she's four.
Four years.
What the heck?
Yeah. What the heck? Yeah. Most of us, we couldn't get them till they were four anyway.
Yeah, sure. But the 20 years I was away, the game changed a lot.
Yeah, it has.
It changed a lot. We never heard of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer's number. We had the buyer's numbers. But when you went to buy a horse, you went and watched him breeze and gallop and stuff like that, and that was it. I wanted to know the numbers.
Now you have to have a vet go check all the x-rays and everything.
But they won't buy a horse because the numbers aren't good enough. I said, what the heck does that mean? Go watch the horse breeze. Watch him go. No,
yeah.
No, numbers don't match what the dollars are.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So a little bit of horsemanship is being lost, I'm afraid.
So you like that barn you're in over there?
Yeah. It's an old stallion barn, they told me. In fact, they were telling Rex Ellsworth used to have that barn, right?
He had, that's when Arnold Pessin and Rex were partners. They built this
training center.
You know.
Yeah, I understand.
The first track was the half-mile track.
Did they have a covered track here or something?
Yeah, it was covered. The original track was covered.
Snow of 97.
96, I believe it was. 96.
Whatever, it was a big snow.
We got 21 inches of snow, and down it went.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something about that track at that time. It's a lot better track now.
Yeah.
But it had problems.
Is that right?
If you get a little leak in the roof, you get soft spots. And then the wind would blow in, and you'd go from a fast track, to you'd hit a sloppy track.
Yeah.
And but there's still, now it's
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was completely unaware of that polo field in the back or that.
Well, you got there and go back there and
shoot. It's perfect.
They got a swimming pool over here too.
I knew that. I know Tracy Young, the guy who's got that pool.
Yeah.
I know him, but I didn't know about that.
You didn't know
that grass gallop back there.
That's a great gallop.
The shoot is terrific. That's,
yeah,
we go right out the back gate of our barn. And
you've been training at Keeneland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they let you gallop in the grass out there?
Yeah, in the back. Yeah, way in the back. past the last barn. Now you can go out in that field.
They used to be a little funny about that. I just didn't know.
Well, I see them. I've never gone out there.
But yeah. You going to stay over here now, or are you going to?
I'm
going to
stay here for a while. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just depends on what these horses develop into. If they're quality horses, they'll decide where a guy goes. I mean, if they're good, you can go to the races. If they're not so good,
yeah,
you got to go someplace else.
Yeah. And many of them, you got anything ready to run?
Nothing ready to run. The only horse I had was, I had a sightseeing colt that I really thought was a runner.
Yeah.
I've run him 5 times, absolutely zero effort in the afternoon. He'd come back from the race, not even blowing.
Oh.
So we yelled at him the other day, and hopefully that'll
change, give an attitude adjustment.
Get his attitude adjustment. And I'm sure you've had horses change completely when you yelled them.
Yeah, we had a hard way culture, just hard work culture. It just took all the heart right out of him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we put it back with a little equipoise at that time you could get by with. But we won races.
I mean, that's one of the other things I don't understand. To me, that's, I think, a valuable tool and asset to the racetrack, the horses. Steroid. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, we keep them in a stall for 22 or 23 hours a day, have a little guy on their back hitting them with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
That's not natural for them.
No,
they need
not.
A little bit of that. I mean, I think I used to train all my horses with equipoise, all of them. And I trained all my fillies with Decadurablum and never had a problem with them going to the breeding shed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's a useful tool.
Yeah.
They say we can't do it anymore,
do it
anymore.
Well, Lee, we're about to run out of time here. Right. I appreciate you stopping
by.
My
pleasure coming here.
Good stories. I love that one about Rex Ellsworth lying to the church.
Yeah, of all places to lie to.
I know. Church.
Yeah.
But he paid him back.
I got to meet him a couple of times. Seemed like a nice fellow. He had that horse, the Arc de Triomphe.
Prince horse. Royal.
Yeah.
Prince Royal.
Oh, he was a busted stud.
Yeah. Totally.
Arnold put me in a bad situation.
Yeah.
I was over here doing something. I don't know what it was. And they were obviously been talking about syndicating this horse. Well, this horse had 3-year-olds and none of them had run.
Yeah.
And Arnold, they would talk about it, and he says, "Ursel, what do you think we can syndicate this horse for?" And I said, "Arnold, don't ask me with that man standing there right there." Like that, you know? So I never would say it, but hell, you couldn't give a season away to him. I mean, it's funny that horse didn't run.
Yeah,
he had candy spots in olden times. And,
up in that barn.
Yeah, over there. Yeah. A couple of others, I forget.
There should be a marker put up there with names on it.
Yeah, there should.
Really should.
That's an old, this used to belong to Whitney, you know, the family, W.C. Whitney, H.P. Whitney.
And next door.
Yeah. And that stud barn, I don't know if Equipoise was in there at one time or not. Could have been.
I don't know, but that's
it's illegal.
Find out.
No.
Yeah, right.
Well, he died young.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Funny.
Lee, thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, it's
enjoyed
fun.
Having you. I'm enjoying being here.
Well, we enjoyed you being here. I'm glad I got to meet you. I hope Murray was listening.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to fix my knees.
Oh, okay. Well,
see you guys.
Well, talk about a hard luck horse. The Sizzle from the first crop by Jazzle has had more than his share. First to finish the game second, beating a hard-fought neck in a Grade 3 Aristides Stakes at Churchill. Then last Saturday, he finished first by nearly 8 lengths in the $100,000 Senator Robert C. Byrd Memorial Stakes, only to be disqualified for veering it to start and place second. Still, that Sizzle has earned over $214,000 now, and he's one of 6 2013 stakes horses by Jazzle. 2 of the 6 have won Grade 1 stakes, one in Europe, one in South America. Another's placed in graded stakes at Churchill. One is placed in group stakes in France. Yet another is stakes placed at Woodbine. Jazzle is by seeking gold, and he is one of 2 winners of the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes out of a brood mare of the year. He stands at Shadwell Farm. That's the home also of the Grade 1 stakes winner Albertus Maximus. His first foals are on the ground. Grade 1 stakes winner and proven stakes sire De Hare. Graded stakes winner and graded stakes sire Intadam. Hall of Famer Invisor, sire of a graded stakes winner in his first crop. Mooston Farr, sire of hard-hitting winners, and his son of Unbridled. Inquires to stand manager Ken Barnes. 859-224-4585. See the website at ShadwellFarm.com. And I want to recommend my good friend Dr. Bill Menard and his partner Dr. Wesley Sutton over at Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. It's on Georgetown Pike. Tell you where it is on the Georgetown Pike. It's right at the intersection of Ironworks Pike and Georgetown Pike. You can't miss it. Lovely facility there. State-of-the-art facility. They've got the only standing MRI machine in Lexington. And they've got a new nuclear scintigraphy machine over there for bone scans. And what they are is an elective surgery only outpatient medicine facility. You call them up. You tell them what your problem is. They tell you what it's going to cost. You take it in. They fix it. They send you home. Best thing about that is they're a very reasonable price. And whatever they tell you it's going to cost, there's going to be no add-ons. What they say is what you get when you get the bill. So that's, of course, Dr. Bernard he was 20 years with Rude and Riddle. Dr. Doug Byers are good partners, and Bill is an internist, of course, so he takes care of things like infectious disease and respiratory problems, neurology, and so forth. One of the best at it. Dr. Sutter is an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. Yeah, he taught over at Ohio State orthopedic surgery. And he practiced down in Ocala before he came up and went with Rude and Riddle. And then he went with Dr. Bernard over to the Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. Here's their website, incidentally. Pretty easy one, LexingtonEquine.com. And it's a wonderful facility. Check it out. Well, last Saturday at Canterbury, the $150,000 Mystic Lake Derby was won by Dorset, a 3-year-old colt by Artie Schiller, bred in Kentucky by Gator Racing Stables and Cork Stove Bloodstock. Dorset shipped in from Arlington Park, where he had won and placed in the Grade 3 American Derby earlier this summer. He won by widening 3 lengths at the direct expense of Coastal Breeze, who's by Empire Maker, and Impassable Canyon, the son of Tappet. His win comes just days after the victory of Hop the Six, a 2-year-old filly by Artie Schiller, in the White Clay Creek Stakes of Delaware. Artie Schiller is the sire of 8 stakes horses this year. Laser Hawk, second in the Grade 3 Newcastle Newmarket Stakes and Grade 1 Stakes winner last year. Mr. Commons is a multiple graded stakes winner and Grade 1 place winner of over $840,000 to date. Multiple stakes winner Hammer's Terror, of course, he set a new track record out of Keeneland. They're all by Artie Schiller. Artie Schiller's side, 15% black type horses from foals. Proven Grade 1 sire, Artie Schiller by El Prado's, won 7 stakes, 6 graded, including the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile. He earned over $2 million. He stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Sally Van Service, you're across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All righty. Well, let's see where we are right now. Okay, I've got Steve Moody on the line. What's the stakes up there? The 5-star day stakes? No. What is it? That old horse is running. What's the name of that stakes race up there today?
One Too Many, Ursel. 4-star day.
Oh, okay. Well, what the hell? That's close for me, Steve. All we want is a winner. I'm not asking for too much. So, this is Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. When he's doing Kentucky, he's doing the Saratoga Sheet right now. And, of course, you can pick that up off the website, which is brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. Probably got him out of Keeneland, too, don't they? Don't they have them for sale out there too, Steve?
Ursel, I'm not sure if they do or not, but can get them around town. I know that, and get off the website.
Okay, around town where they sell racing forms.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, give me the winner of that stakes up there. One.
All right.
One star less.
You've got. 7 horses that were drawn for the 4-star Dave. This is a mile on the turf, 3-year-olds and up, $500,000. The track conditions up there, it rained yesterday, but they're back on the turf today. Last I saw was good on the main track, good on the turf, and no further rain expected. So should be in good shape. And, of course, the horse that everybody is coming out to see today is the defending horse of the year, Wise Dan, who's on a, I think, a seven-race win streak. And he started that win streak last year in this race. And so he's coming back to defend. And really comes out of a tough race last time, Ursel. You know, he was carrying 128 pounds, giving away quite a few to the entire field. And they really did some race riding on him, tried to put him in the jackpot, but he managed to kind of pull his way through and get the job done in the firecracker there at Churchill Downs. And you know, I think he can get the job done today. You hate to take a horse that's 3-5, but I just think he's the best turf horse around at this distance. And he's already shown that he likes the course up there at Saratoga. I think he's going to be hard to beat. The other couple others I think that are worth the look in here, the three horse Za Approval. Last time out was a runner up in the Shoemaker Mile out on the West Coast at Hollywood Park. This horse will be running from off the pace under Jose Lascano, a very good turf rider. Chris Clement has got this one. I think he's worth the look. He's 8-1 on the morning line. The six horse King Creesa has very good speed. He figures to get to the front in here. If Wise Dan doesn't go from the rail, may be the one to catch. Maybe could hold on for part of it. And then Lee, the Claiborne horse, who was second to Wise Dan in the firecracker last time out, was beaten a couple of lengths. He's back in here today. And have to give him a look in here. But he'll have to move forward off that last race to be able to turn the table. So we're going to go with the favorite here, 1-6-3 in the four-star, Dave.
1-6-3. All right, Steve, we thank you. And I'll take a winner. I'd rather have a winner at 3-5 and a loser at 100-1, as far as that goes. So thank you so much. This Steve Moody with the with BrisNet, BrisNet, and you can pick up at Saratoga Sheets. And it's worth getting to. So, all right, Steve, thank you so much.
All right, Ursel.
Good luck, my friend. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Well, Holiday Mischief, a 3-year-old by Into Mischief, won the $100,000 Super Derby Prelude Stakes last Saturday, establishing himself as one of the favorites for the upcoming Grade 2 Super Derby. A lot of money involved there. Bred in Kentucky by Shelter Wee Farm, Al Mazzetti, Dr. Robert Hunt, and Rodney Winkle. Holiday Mischief is one of five stakes winners from the first crop by Into Mischief. A list that includes Golden Sense, a Grade 1 winner of over $1,340,000. Vijack, a multiple graded winner of over $552,000. Sitting at the Bar, she's won five stakes. She's graded place and earned over $382,000. So congratulations to those breeders that took advantage of the Share the Upside program to Into Mischief. You now own a breeding right to one of the hottest young sires in North America. And that same Share the Upside program is now being offered to the beautifully bred gray young stakes winner Awesome Patriot by the outstanding sire Awesome Again, out of a full sister of the Hall of Famer Tis Now. Now, Awesome Patriot is a full brother to the 2013 Preakness winner Oxbow. It's fantastic pedigree. Your inspection of Awesome Patriot is encouraged. Good-looking horse. Just call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker, 859-294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Nope, I can't. All righty. Well, we've got a whole bunch of stakes winners from Kentucky from over the weekend and a couple this week already this year. This week, I should say. This is brought to you by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and my good friend David Schweitzer. He's also affiliated close with TOBA. And a Grade 1 Whitney Invitational Cross Traffic winner. Cross Traffic was the winner, bred by the Diamond A Racing Corporation, a Kentucky bred, Justin Phillip, who won the Alfred G. Vanderbilt Handicap, Grade 2. He's by First Samuel I. He was bred by Oak Brook Farm. The Grade 1 Criminelle Hurst Stakes out of Del Mar, Lady of 50 won that, bred by Clover Leaf Farms in Kentucky. Mountaineer, the West Virginia Derby, Grade 2 race, Departing won that. He's by Warfront, stands over Claiborne Farm, bred by Claiborne Farm in partnership with Adele Dillsnyder. The Grade 2 Goodwood, at Goodwood, the King George Stakes, it's Grade 2, Group 2, Movista is the winner, bred by John Gunther over Glenwood Farm. The Grade 3 Best Pal Stakes at Del Mar winner, Albert's Hope. Bred by R. Kirk, J. Bates, G. McDonald, M.S. Mike Ryden, and S. Wiseman. The Grade 3 Seagram Cup up at Woodbine, Alphabetta won that by Alphabet Soup. Bred by Adina Springs, Alphabet Soup stands in Canada with Adina Springs up there, but this one was foaled in Kentucky. The De La Rose Stakes at Saratoga winner was won by Asa Teague, bred by Alexander Groves and Matz. The Shine Again Stakes, $100,000 at Saratoga, Holiday Soiree by Holland's Holiday, stands over Windstar Farm, bred by Brereton C. Jones. The West Virginia House of Delegates Speakers Cup Stakes went to Global Power by Pulpit, bred by Hidden Creek Farm. The West Virginia Governor Stakes, Taptoe is the winner, bred by Clover Town Farm. The $100,000 West Virginia Senate President's Cup winner, Prissy, was bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. The Mountaineer Juvenile Stakes at Mountaineer Park went to Silver Valley, bred by Helen Alexander. The Mountaineer Juvenile Stakes, it kind of swept the stakes up there. Rise Up won that, bred by Cottonwood Stables. The West Virginia Secretary of State Stakes, Ms. Anna Destiny, bred by Edward A. Gamble. The Super Derby Prelude Stakes at Louisiana Downs, Holiday Mischief by Indo Mischief, stands over Spendthrift Farm, bred by Sheltowee Farm, Al Mazzetti, Bob Hunt, and Robert Winkle. The Sunny's Halo Stakes at Louisiana Downs, Got Shades won that, bred by Bar Inman. The Donnie Wilhite Memorial Stakes at Louisiana Downs, Red Grass Cat, bred by Sheltowee Farm, Paul Regali Jr. Yes, I'm Lucky won the Tyro Stakes at Monmouth Park. He was bred by Muirfield Farms. Let's see. The Coup Handicap at Ellis Park. Ansel, the winner, bred by George Pruitt. The Mystic Lake Derby at Canterbury, bred by the Guider Racing Stables in Corkstown Bloodstock. And the winner, Dorset, is by Artie Schiller. The Shakopee Juvenile Stakes, at Canterbury, $100,000 pot. Lawrence Gorchman bred the winner, and the winner is a colt, a 2-year-old by Giants Causeway. The North Brown Pride Oaks at Canterbury winner was, how am I going to pronounce this in a Supernator, bred by Margaret Crane and the Stormy Atlantic Syndicate. The Shepherdon Stakes at Woodbine winner, Paso Doble, bred by Fred Pace. Good Lord have mercy, I didn't know we had this many. We're running out of time over how much time we got. The Robert Dupree Derby winner at Santa Rosa, outside Nashville, by Broken Vow, bred by Sienna Farms. The Fred Jones Handicap in Northlands in Canada, Paragon Farms bred Commander, he's by Broken Vow. The Assabwati Oaks went to Portales, bred by Belvedere Farms Incorporated. The Assabwati Graduation Stakes went to Megatron Ruler, bred by Avalon Farms. Manitoba Lotteries Derby, Assabwati, went to Assembly Hall, bred by Najad Ferries. The Ogden Fifth Stakes at Saratoga over the jumps went to Tail to the Top, bred by Colts Neck Stables and Weisbord and Etkin by More Than Ready. And the National Museum of Racing Hall Stakes Grade 3 went to Not a Call But a Llama. Harlan's Holiday, sorry, the winner, Not a Call But a Llama, bred by Happy Hill Farm. And Flashy American won the Alder Stakes at Saratoga. He's by Flashy Bull and was bred by H&W Thoroughbreds. So, we're out of time. I think they're playing our music down there as we speak. And we'll talk to you next week. And thanks for listening.
WLXT Lex.